Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico. Oh,
you've nice. Used it in one combat as of right now.
And the boots are very tracks.
So buried track boots, you wear them, and basically when you're walking, you mentally think, oh, like bear or dog or whatever, and that's the tracks you leave when you walk.
Oh, cool. I won't put them on.
So I got a question for you. In the other group, Leon, he's got a magic sword. He was told that it... He can use the heal spell once per day or whatever. Actually, I didn't even know if it's once per day. It's just, it'll heal him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get experience for that because it
Correct.
Was told to me by a sage.
Yep.
What about the magic bonus? They told me it had like a potent magic bonus to it.
Yeah,
can I
so,
figure that out later?
Yeah, if you figure out what the magic bonus is, then you'll get experience points just as if it were a plain plus whatever sword.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it's plus 3 or 4, for example, you'll get bonus. Experience points as if it were.
Right. You gotta get that.
But you won't get any and you won't get any other special abilities, even if you discover that it also can make you fly or anything like that, you're not gonna get if you ever identify or legend lore any magic item and they say, oh, this staff can do fireball, and you later figure out it's a staff of the magi, you still get no experience.
Really?
Yep. Wow. Because someone told you something that it can do, not you figured it out yourself.
It's role playing experience.
Yeah. So it's because it's the effect of the journey of discovering it all yourself, basically, is what the experience was represent. But like Staff of Magi is a +2 weapon, you would still get as if it were a +2 staff. That's how that works. That's how I run it.
All right. So magic items, you never figure it out.
Yeah, and so technically, when you were captured, you had lost all of your equipment. When they come out and said, give him his bow back, whatever, they threw your bow, your cloak, and your boots on the floor. So any other basic equipment you want, the village was saying they'll pretty much give you. So as long as you want like something light or something simple, not too expensive, they would give it to you. So unless you have something really weird, you can basically say you have all the normal equipment.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yep. Just nothing that's on there.
Yep. So you're pretty much equipped like you would normally be. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So at that point, then we're going to fast forward to the morning, 2 hours before dawn, and Janny and the druid are getting up to go.
Anybody talk Another to Turin?
I'm going
to
find Turin as soon as I can wake up.
Okay, yep, so somebody's going to find Turin and talk to him.
They technically don't have to sleep at all, but. I already slept in. Oh, no, is that today that I was practicing?
Yes, that's overnight. Yeah, that counted the overnight.
Okay.
So it was 11 hours from sundown to when you guys were getting up. So you only slept 4 hours. So you had 7 to spare. Prayers, training.
The second one. Well, the first one would be
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Pretty quick. You'll go first.
There's one more thing I was going to say about that. Okay. So Theon is going to go entreat Turin and Elijah to provide transportation rather than making you guys walk 5 days. Okay. You wake up. She's already up. In fact, Charlotte is the one who wakes you up.
I'm a combat man.
It's funny because like. A few levels ago, you had no combat.
Okay, you crawl out. Now the village is sound asleep.
Charlotte stole one of those too.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So the village is sound asleep. As the three of you crawl out of the hovel, you see here and there people are just laying together, fell asleep after last night's festivities and stuff like that. But you really only see maybe 10, 15 people. Everyone else went to their beds. The fire is burned down, but there's still wood around the outside edges that hasn't burned. And there's coals toward the middle of the fire that are still hot. And so, you know, a little bit of work and it would burst back into being. In the distance, the sounds of the animals are plentiful. Lots of birds and chirps and chitters and that kind of thing. There's a gentle breeze blowing through so that the smoke that's wafting from that middle part of the fire is tipped over at about a 45-degree angle. She's waiting outside, and you and Charlotte crawl out of the hovel, and she says,
"Okay,
go."
And she turns around, so you realize that she is barefoot. She's wearing partials of about 4 different sets of robes, So she has a part of a robe that goes over her shoulder and down on this side and hangs to about knee length, but it wouldn't cover the rest of her. And then she has another robe that's kind of comes down to about here, and she has one that hangs down the center, and there's one that hangs down the back. And then from the colors, the one that hangs down the back also has a piece that hangs down the front. So it's a hodgepodge mix of her clothing. And it's silver, white, gray, and light blue.
I want to ask her where she got it from.
It's the traditional garb of a shaman of our tribe.
So
this belonged to my mother.
Did she pass away?
No, she's removed.
What happened?
When the women of our tribe become, and she's walking, she says, we have to keep moving, but she says, when the women of our tribe pass mating age and can no longer increase the numbers of the tribe, they are often removed to a place in the valley where the rest of us don't interact with them very much. It's a place to meditate, to experience nature or the gods, and to await the end.
Isn't that kind of harsh, though?
She says, when a herd of deer has a wounded member, you will see them run away from it, leave it behind. When a hunting pack has a wounded member, you will see them kill it. Rarely eat it, but kill it and leave it so that scavengers can clean up their mess. I know it looks like we are a wealthy people and a healthy people and a strong people, but just a few thousand years ago, our people were struggling to exist. And our society is, well, it may seem animalistic to you, but you are one of short years. Yeah. I can't fully explain it to you. And my mother, who is over 2,000 years old, has seen the comings and the goings of men, dragons, demons. She has no time for the rest of us now.
I get it.
And one day she will become one with all that is. For me, I don't know. Maybe I'll make it that far, maybe I won't. I still have 1,000 years to go. You'll be long dead. Unless, of course, you are chosen by nature to rise to Hierophant status, in which case you could live as long as an elf. And you've started early, so.
How would you find out?
Well, I expect by then you'll know everything there is to know from nature, if you make it that far.
Yeah.
An elf never makes it, because we are inherently already too linked to magic and the powers of the universe. So to separate ourselves from our elven blood and become truly druidic, truly of nature, well, it takes something like distancing yourself from society and spending all your time meditating and drinking deeply of natural forces like my mother is doing, like all of the women that have left the village are doing. Anyway, it's this way. We better keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
She says, neither of you can see in the dark. I'm going to light myself up so that you can follow me through the woods.
Okay.
If you just stick right behind me, I'll take a smooth trail.
All right.
Okay. She glows with a gentle violet color as she runs through the woods. Charlotte lets you go in front of her, so you're following the druid woman, and Charlotte is behind you. And as I mentioned before, the elven woman, Viserys, she is barefoot. She's running through the woods with no shoes. Also, she brought no visible weaponry with her either.
I mean, she's going home. So, I mean, she's going back to her village at least. So, I mean, right. I would expect that.
Right. Okay, so anyway, she runs through the woods. It's about a 20-minute run. And then you come to a place where she pulls up on, there's a flat stone slab. And then there's a stream running by that's maybe 2 feet deep and 4 feet wide. And it's rushing by pretty quickly. And in this morning time, before the sun has risen, you can that channel of the stream and where the kind of bowl of it is. So it looks like maybe in the height of the runoff, like the spring, it might rise to be like 4 foot deep. And that whole area is filled with white fog. And then there's sparse white fog all along the valley and various places and where there's trees and plants. You know that trees transpire, which means they make moisture. They put off moisture, and that's a lot of times what is causing the fog in the morning. Anyway, she pulls up to a stop on the ledge, and she says, "It is just around this corner."
I thought she was about to tell us to jump.
No, she says, "It's just around this corner." And so the violet light disappears. The moon overhead is about three-quarters size, at least. And it's getting smaller every night. And anyway, the canopy is maybe 30%. So there's a dark blue sky filled with a million white dots. And she turns, her hair flits in the breeze slightly, and she goes to walk around the corner. Just as she gets to the corner, and you and Charlotte are both there, and she stops the two of you, and she says, "Charlotte, you can step where you can see, but I don't want you to approach."
Why would she not be allowed in?
She's no druid. She will scare him away.
Oh.
Charlotte, do you think you can stay back?
Well, as long as I can see.
Okay. I'll follow the druid.
She says, "If anything goes wrong, just scream and I'll be there in a second."
Well.
Okay. So the two of you walk out to where you can see where she's headed. And basically what you see, there's the rock column that you're coming around. And then about 5 foot from that, there's a line of rock. And then there's a deep shadowy area. And then about 10 foot further on, there's another line of rock. And it continues the ridge down. But as you step around and can see it, you realize the deep shadowy area is not empty, nor is it actually filled with shadow, but rather about maybe 10,000 snakes.
Nice.
Okay. And she reaches out, she lowers her hand for you to take her hand.
I'm gonna grab it.
And she's walking toward the snakes.
Oh. So is this who we are meeting?
It's on the other side.
Ah, okay.
Keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
And she steps up to the snakes, and as she actually extends her hand forward, and she pushes her hands into the wall of the snakes. They slither around her, and you can see slime on her skin. And she's stepping through, and she's guiding you to step through behind her.
I'll go through.
Okay. You step through into a small cave, and there's something that looks like a cobweb, but it's made of green, like moss, and it's hanging down on the right-hand side. And then there's something against the wall. And then in the back, there's a yellowish glowing blob of some kind. It's basically about 2 foot across. It looks like a half an egg sitting on a rock shelf, and that's what's the light in the cave. And so you can see, when you see the moss and the walls, and then curled around the base of this yellowish blob is a snake.
Ah, so we're meeting a snake.
She pulls you forward next to her. Okay. And she moves forward, and she kneels on the ground. It's wet and slimy, like some kind of white slime, but she kneels in it. And like her one knee, when she kneels, it comes outside of her dress. The other side is on her dress, but you realize she's not paying any attention to it. And she pulls you down as if to kneel.
I'll kneel.
Okay. And while she does that, the snake slithers around the globe so its head becomes visible, and it raises its head, and it has the viper blades. So it's basically like a cobra or a viper. And it looks at the two. It first looks directly at her, and then it looks at you. Okay. And she says, in common, she says, Janny.
Yes.
Ikana. And she says, Ikana, Janny. And the snake says,
what's your bring this young human to me?
She says, this young human is already initiate of the fourth rank as a druid, or whatever you are, I forget what the exact is. And he says, so what? He says, so that's very powerful for one so young.
So young. How old is she?
13.
She's 13. Fixes his gaze directly on you and need to roll a d20.
Oh, snap. It's age for you. It's a bastard.
18.
Okay. The yellow of his eyes set on either side of his snout, which has 2-inch long poisonous fangs. There's a bit of poison dripping from the right fang, even now. They're intimidating, but I mean, you're thinking of him as an animal, so you're not overly intimidated by animals. You feel fairly at home by nature, etc. And he actually slithers to get really close to you, as if he's like looking closely at your face. And you feel like the little leathery strap of his tongue brush your cheek, and then he puts his head in like next to your ear. And you realize that if he bites you, you'll be dead in like 10 seconds. And then after a second, he pulls back. And as he pulls back, the coil that is his body, you figure he's probably in the neighborhood of 12 to 15 foot long, and the coil that is his body rolls back around the egg. So he had extended out to come near you, and then it rolls back, and you see it slither, and you see the scales moving, but you can't really differentiate. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Differentiate like the beginning and the end, or what you know, where there might be a rattle. You don't hear a rattle if there is one. He pulls back and he says,
"Accepted."
And she says, "Thank you very much." Have you any needs? Has anyone bothered your den?
No. The children. Sometimes they wander and don't return.
Yes. Has it not always been that way?
It has. Must it be?
I think so. I think it will always be. Excellent. I'll send rats.
Yes.
So we'll go now?
Yes.
We're leaving.
Okay.
She backs toward the door, and then when she goes to step through the curtain, she's not holding her hand.
I feel like it's because he said accepted, so I'm gonna walk through.
Okay. And both of you step through, and they're you feel the snakes basically. They slither across your skin, your neck, over your head, your ears. For a second, you think one might have got caught in your shirt, but it slips out at the last second, and you're outside.
Oh.
You have a little bit of slime on you, but it's not too bad. It's not anything you don't rush to wash off or anything. Some of your clothing is damp. That kind of thing. She says, very well. I must say I'm surprised.
Is he like a god to you guys? Like you, like...
Mm. A god.
Well,
that's almost a dirty word.
Well, I
no,
didn't
he
like
is
that,
the king but... of these snakes. He has given you permission that as you learn, you may turn into one of his kind.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, you could probably do it now, but it won't last long.
Oh.
Let us collect Charlotte, move off into the woods, and I'll teach you how.
Okay.
She says, as you're walking out, and Charlotte comes with you, and you head off into the woods, she says, you'll be able to use your spells while you're in snake form, but you won't be able to talk unless you have the right spell.
Okay.
His mouth is...
Speak with you.
He's 500 years old, so... his mouth is much more developed and in control than any of his kind.
So I'll be able to turn into a snake at any time I want, but like not for long? Or like, do I have
maybe.
To?
Let's try it. Eventually you will, when you reach sufficient power and connection with nature.
Like, say accepted by level. Snake Kings, you remember.
But anyway. Yes, you can put accepted by Snake King on your character sheet. But.
Snake King, my homeboy.
And
that's an anime.
To answer your question, you just made what level?
Snake King. My just for training or
yes.
I think it was fifth level.
So you just made fifth. So you're an initiate of the second circle. When you become an initiate of the fifth circle, so you're training for fifth right now, right? Or did you just finish training? Are you training for fifth?
I think so.
Okay, so yeah. So at fifth level, you're an initiate of the third circle. When you become an initiate of the fifth circle, you can turn into one animal type, assuming you've been accepted, which you were not by the snake, turn into one animal type for an indefinite period of time, as long as you want. However, if you turn into that animal for too long, you can forget what your original form was. You do have to be careful of that.
Okay.
So, when you're that level and you turn into animal, when you turn back, you have the ability to any wounds or damage that you've taken to knit your skin back together correctly. So you recover D10 or D6 times 10% of your hit points.
I want to try it when I get back to the village.
Well, she's going to try it right now in the woods.
Oh, okay.
To teach you if you can do it, and if you can sure. do it again, she says a very short period of time. So for you to do it now, okay? So she walks you through the process. Basically, what you have to do is you have to think like a snake. You meditate, think like a snake. You think of yourself as a snake, perceptions of a snake, what does a snake's vision look like that. Now, because you've never done it, it's harder. So you don't really know what it looks like to be a snake. Okay? So, however, after she explains to you basically what you can do, you can roll a d20.
Attempt to be snake. Roll for snack. Roll for snackage.
Nine. Wait. No, that was
11.
What'd
you roll?
Go for it. It was 14.
Okay. So you are concentrating, and for a moment, you feel yourself like, feels like you're shrinking. You feel like the trees are getting taller. Your perception's blurring slightly. But then it doesn't work. You stay your normal self. And she says, continue to practice, and in time, you will get it.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can use it to heal and do it
in combat. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So right now, if you manage to do it, you'll have to keep practicing. But once you manage to do it, it's only going to be a very short period of time, which means when you go back, you will not get the benefit of the healing.
Oh.
Because that's when you're fully that animal and turning back to yourself, you have the time to actually think about, oh, I had a wound on my chest, but when I don't have a wound on my chest, this is what it looks like, that kind of thing. But she's talking about right now, it's going to be seconds that you're going to be able to be a snake, if you can even do it. You haven't even done it yet.
She can go boom, boom, and just not be injured anymore.
It's
like a heal spell. It's D6 times 10% of her lost hit points. Mm-hmm. So, like, say, if she was down 10 hit points, she rolls a D6, She rolls 6, so she would get 60% of the 10 so that she's down. Not 60% of her hit points, but...
And then she rolls 6, so she gets
get it all back.
A sixth of hit points.
So
no, she would get it all back. If she rolled a 6, she would get all that.
What level was that efficiency that you were just talking about?
7th level, you get your first animal.
Well, no, it'd be...
So all I have to do is...
And you get another animal every level.
That's good. 5th level training and 6.
Well, 20 could be like 13.
Once you know animals from different classes, you can actually turn to... 3 different animal types a day and do it 3 different times a day.
So I have
but
to
you have
get,
to know different animals.
So I have to get the acceptance
of a king or at least a royal member of each animal that you want to turn to. Or alternatively, you can have an intimate knowledge of that animal. So like you could have
chipmunk.
A dog that you regularly talk to, or for example a chipmunk that you carry around with you all the time, that would be a possibility.
What's
that?
No, it's okay.
Thank you. How did the chipmunk feel about the snakes?
Oh, yeah.
Did the chipmunk freak out when walking through it?
Yeah, he probably leapt clear when you went toward the snakes and then didn't, and then came back after you got out.
The snake that was in your jacket was just reaching and moving around.
Yeah, I was after the chipmunk. She had a chipmunk, I swear. Yeah, if she'd had her on, the ancient snake would have probably eaten it. Okay, so anyway, on the way walking back real quick, she's going to give you some third level spells to be looking for. And then she has a project for you for training purposes.
That'll be fun.
And then you're done.
Will we ever come back? Like, I want to come back and train with her.
Well, you are in charge of Janny. I'm not.
So, well, I mean,
okay, ready? Third level. Spells to be looking for. Call lightning.
I got that one.
Okay. Hold animal.
She has it. I know she has it. She used it in the village when we were fighting the grass coming out of the well.
What?
I don't think so.
Well, no, that was freeze
animal. I know Faze had it.
That was freeze animal. I don't think there's a difference.
I know Faze had it.
Is it third level? Freeze animal?
Freeze...
No,
it's second.
Level two.
Yes, it's a weaker form.
Oh, okay.
So this is a hold animal. So it holds bigger animals and more of them. Okay.
You should write... Don't technically have these yet.
But
protection from fire, which actually I think you do have.
Resistance to fire.
Yeah, you didn't know what it was called. So she tells you, she now explains to you what, in fact, she'll tell you how it works, and that since you already have it, so basically the way it works is you put it on somebody, it will stay there permanently until they take that much fire damage.
Good.
So you actually should be, if you're traveling with a group of companions, if you get that, you should put it on every one of them before you get rid of it. Because let's say you can protect them from being burnt by a torch or a fireball, there's no reason they all shouldn't be protected from that.
Yeah.
And that would include you. And your chipmunk. And you should put on your chipmunk as well.
You have a chipmunk?
But wouldn't it be, since if I use it on myself, wouldn't it already go to the chipmunk? Since it's most likely in my pocket.
So well, yeah, if you cast Protecting Fire on yourself and he's inside your clothes, then he'll be protected.
Okay.
But if you cast it on him too, then if he ever gets hit or runs into a fire when he's not on you, he would be protected. Pretty big deal.
Alright.
Okay. And then. Snare.
Seduction's based on wisdom.
Basically, it's like a trap. It makes a trap.
Talk about
your
thrall.
Water breathing?
I think I got this. One second.
No, you didn't.
I thought I
I thought you said comeliness.
Because my comeliness is higher. You said anyone with an 8 or less comeliness.
I guess not.
Water breathing will actually give you gills, like a fish, so you can breathe water or air, your choice.
That's cool.
The second that was like a snow sculpture.
For the duration.
I ask her if there's any ones that might be able to, like, manipulate people. I know it's not a good thing, but, like, I want to try and see if there's, like, a third level spell that would do something like that.
No, not really. It's not really our sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. The thing is, obviously, there's a charm spell, which is a lower level, charm person or mammal, which is second level.
So would I be able to write that down?
Second level.
Okay.
Okay, and then
is that a mine?
Lower water.
Low water.
Lower water. So basically, make an area of water go down.
Air vortex.
And actually, now that you're accepted by the Snake King, you should be able to get sticks to snakes.
Sticks to snakes. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're Moses.
Okay, and that's it.
Guys, I can charm people.
Okay, and then the last thing is she gives you this.
Ooh, what's
it's a
this?
Scroll. It has types of leaves on it, basically. And if you memorize all of them and contest 100% on those types of leaves, then it will qualify you for one level of training.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yep.
She yes. got a coupon for training.
So why
do druids have so many shortcuts? You're already broken.
Memorize. So I'm going
to
randomly give you all 10 of those leaves, and you have to be able to name them all from just seeing the leaf. If you can name them all, then it'll count for one level
of training. It's going to take 40 hours of memorizing the leaf.
Girl, she can do it in study hall.
She got a gift certificate for one level's worth of training.
Guys, I can charm people now.
It's like boys and girl scouts.
Actually, Autumn has to do it, or Jamie?
Wait, I got us. Oh, he's gone.
If Autumn actually memorizes and can name all of the leaves, then Jamie accounts as 40 hours of training.
Son,
can I see the picture real quick and take a picture of this? I'm sure I can test you on it when the time comes.
I don't know how you... Do druids level up fast or something?
Yeah,
almost as fast as thieves.
They're overall, I think they're the fastest.
Really,
the thief gets first level first, but I think overall druids are the fastest.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's
these are only like 12 feet.
Let's see,
yeah.
For
yeah.
fifth level, it's like
10 minutes. But then they have to start fighting you at levels. So fifth, yeah. So 7th level thief is 42501.
Oh, yeah, my pet's invisible. That was cool.
7th level druid.
It's 35.
35001. So 7,000 less. So 7th level druid costs 7,000 less experience than a 7th level thief.
There you go.
But at 8th level, they have to start fighting at every level to be allowed to go up. And if they fail, they go back down to the bottom of the previous level.
Do you guys hear that? A druid to get 7th level costs 7,000 experience less than a thief.
7th level, I need 90.
But at 8th level, they have to start fighting. So if they fail, they go back to the bottom of the previous level.
Yeah.
So you make 8th level, go fight the 8th level. You still have to train and go fight, train first, then fight the 8th level with, and then if you fail, you go back to the bottom of 7th.
And then you look at monks, where you need 98,000 to get the level 7.
Yes, but they have an entire chart of special abilities. Their AC gets better every level. Their attacks get better every level. They get immunities.
You couldn't go in.
Mental powers, poison.
It's
very tall.
I could have done
it. 40,000 to get to 6th level.
Okay, so is food done?
I need.
Good job.
Jenny, is food done then?
Yeah.
Okay,
so why don't we. Break.
I agree with the statement.
We're going to have a short devotional and then pray and then eat. That's the
if I wasn't accepted, would he have, like, bit me?
Probably not because you were with her, but he would have kicked you out.
Oh.
You should have asked what's on that poison.
No.
Yeah, because poison on the darts or your arrows.
I have poison on here. I got slow poison and poison.
Okay, I'm going to come to you and poison on my arrows then.
I think he identified here.
Cleric level 6
is 27,000.
I've
been poisoned to shit.
I guess I'm not even close. So I need that. 7th level cleric is 55,000.
I identified
boots.
Well.
Identified.
Problem is, I got. I could memorize these.
Ring of protection plus 1. Right now, you're an animorph. So that's 4 magic items.
That's true. I don't.
Probably gonna spend tomorrow after
school. I'm currently 6th level.
Whoa.
He said he's going
to spend
the
rest of
the day.
You
have
to bring
the other day in a second.
Would you test me on a roleplay or on.
Whenever it's done.
You'll settle for this.
So whenever I'm ready.
But he's only ever got one magic item out of that dagger. And he's only ever got one.
But you want to do it at a time of your character is training.
I need another one.
Yeah, so if you need to finish that level, you should get it now. You can name them all.
I'll take it.
No. You can finish your training just like that.
You identify it.
Bam,
give it.
I'm the next level. Yeah. Well, whatever. Check, whatever you're trying for.
I need to get
it's a plus 2.
I just need.
I
need
the list.
Wait, do I have to train for 7th level, or do I just have to, like.
Because when you do it, you have to
train every level.
You're showing up.
No, like,
once you get to 8th level, Then after that, you'll be able to train yourself.
That's not a lust stab.
So you won't have to find a trainer and pay them and stuff all the time.
Although
you really haven't had to pay that much. Druids are pretty
good. Yeah, but you told me that what's scary about druids is sometimes there's a fight to the death thing, and if you die, you die.
Starting at 8th level, you have to fight and beat the druid of that level in order to stay that level. And sometimes they fight to the death.
Why am I your test,
though?
You're not allowed to open a sentence with which hurts more than expect me to stand there and wait.
All right, knock it off, knock it off.
Who's at full hit points?
Me.
Me.
Anyone should be. We're all sleeping,
Jake,
right?
Jake, you have full hit points?
Let me look.
Are you foolish?
I'm sleeping.
I thought everyone was sleeping.
People are going to bed, but that doesn't mean people are full hit points. That's 5e.
Someone.
Oh, okay.
Someone tends.
Just
because
you sleep doesn't mean you're full hit points.
Did my non-real go away?
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
I'm going to.
Non-real goes away at the point.
I was smaller. I'm going to come back.
I am
7
down.
Okay.
Could someone please tell
me? I want to try to come back.
I would if I were you. She seems like a nice mentor.
I will give
you
a boost.
She's not making me pay for any of this.
I'm down 4, and I would love to get healed before bed so that I can finally get rid of this quarter point of structural.
Well, you're a cleric, right?
Heal yourself.
Yes, you didn't get healed before bed.
You have healing spells, Theon?
Yay!
Just before bed. Theon.
Depends on the day.
I am down 2.
You have
Theon.
He's trying it.
Get 7 back.
Okay. Yay, he's a four.
Are we back to this? Because I want to try.
We're going to take the break.
Wait, were you just down 5?
What's that for?
4.
Can we swap those?
No.
So we're going to bed now, right?
Because I was down 7, and I got 5.
Technically, we're already in the morning. We just fine before bed is fine.
How much?
Everyone that sleeps at least 6 hours gets 2 points of healing if you need it.
6.
Yay, I'm at 4.
I can't believe the cleric complained about
it. So now I got to memorize before bed.
Is anyone else still injured? Because I think I have 1 more
time. You meditate before bed.
I'm down 1 hit point.
Until the next full moon, you can change it if you want.
You are now down.
I'll like it this way.
What's your minimum?
I'm about to go down anyway.
It can be really powerful because
about to sleep anyways.
You can do it before
bed. Get my spells back in the morning.
And go like adventure all long.
Right, you might need
all night long, and then in the morning you meditate again.
Okay.
If you switch every full moon, you get 24 hours where you can do your spells all twice in one day.
Yeah,
which is
one down, one hit.
Why you don't mess with the druid on a full
in the morning,
which, by the way, is
Jake.
Usually when they fight.
Make a note of it.
That's kind of, you know.
Fight when you're the strongest.
Right. But like,
does anybody have a dry erase marker?
It's like waterbender.
Yeah, it's one of my best.
Strongest in the whole game.
I don't want to die because I'm fighting to death to get up another level.
You won't die. They don't kill you.
Okay, so let me get your attention for a minute here. Okay, so I'm going to read a verse from 1 Corinthians 10:13, just one verse, and it says this. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you're able, but will, with the temptation, always make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Okay, so a couple things in here that I want to share with you. The first thing is that as much as everybody wants to think that they're completely different from everybody else, and there's a lot of judgmental nature in the world, and you think about how bad other people are and the things that they do that you don't like and like that. I was watching a show the other day. It's called Wonder. It's about a kid who was born with quite a bit of deformity, but he has a moderately deformed face, and he's going to school for the first time in 5th grade. He's never been in a public school because he's had all these surgeries, like 30-some surgeries or whatever, and he'd never been in a public school. And so they're putting him in public school for the first time ever, and he has this long series of encounters and stuff as he learns. And there's two interesting things about the movie. The first thing is, throughout the movie, there are some characters that you don't really understand why they're doing what they're doing, and then the next part of the movie explains it from their point of view. So you hear them talking about why they did what they did, what they're thinking, and so on. For example, there's one girl, and she's kind of mean to her friend who's been her friend since childhood, and you're thinking, man, she's kind of a butthead. And then the next part of the movie is from her point of view, and she's explaining why she did what she did. And she had a good reason. And she's really not a butthead. She's just really hurting inside, going through a difficult time. And so when I see it says, there is no temptation that hath taken you except that which is common to man, I'm thinking, we got to realize we're all fighting a pretty tough battle, trying to be the best person we can, trying to do the best things that we can. And that would include people who don't know Jesus. Everyone still has it in their mind. Every evil person thinks that they're they're doing what's right or what's good or what they want. They're trying to fulfill their hunger or their need or whatever, right? So they've given into that temptation. But the point is, everybody is in the midst of a struggle. And then the second thing about that movie that was interesting is toward the end of the movie, one of the girls, her name's Summer, so she's a fifth grader graduating from fifth grade, and she says, that last precept that my teacher wrote on the board really touched me. And she said, be kind to everyone because everyone is in the midst of a difficult battle. And so it's easy for us to think that somebody else is bad or mean and we don't have to be nice to them. But when you think about the fact that all temptation, all struggles, and all difficulty are common to everyone, so everyone is going through it. So that person that was mean to you or said something nasty, you don't know their story, what they were going through, and so on. They have temptations. And the truth is, their temptations are the same as ours. They have the same difficulty that we have. And we might on another day do something that, you know, looks mean or bad too. So we want to kind of be sympathetic, if you will, or empathetic might be a better word, toward others who are maybe behaving not so well because they have strong temptations too. Unless, of course, you've never made a mistake and given in to temptation. Unless, of course, you've never had sin, never done anything wrong. And in that case, then I suppose you can be judgmental if you want. However, I wouldn't recommend it because when John writes, he says, if you say you have no sin, you make him out to be a liar and you're a liar yourself. The second thing that's in the verse is it says, but God is faithful. And I love that because if you look at it in the Greek, it just simply says, theos pistas. And it means God is faithful. He is with you. He is continuing. He never quits. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Before you were ever born, God was for you. Then your whole life, God has been for you. And in eternity, God is for you. And so God is faithful to be who he said he would be. And because those two things are true, we all have this common temptation. And because God is faithful, God always makes a way that when you feel like doing something that, frankly, is ignorant or stupid or mean or wrong, there is another way. And so the writer, which is Paul, is encouraging the Corinthians and saying, look for the other way. If you believe God is faithful and you realize that all temptations that we face are common to everybody, then you have to realize that God has made a way for you to do the right thing or at least to avoid doing the wrong thing in that moment in time when you're tempted. That's the devotional. And so I'm going to ask Josh. Josh, would you pray for us briefly, and then we'll eat some food?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here today. Thank you for these good times that we have with each other. Please bless the food. Let it nourish our bodies. Please keep us safe. Some of us have some tough days ahead. And I thank you again, Lord, and I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Get some food.
Go eat there for
start back
eat
up again
butt.
In just a few minutes.
Do you have a spare character sheet by any chance?
I might. I definitely do at home.
This one's getting a little raggy. Wait. This is like the original Doom character sheet. The first one.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Is there a difference between the two?
Doom is a bit older.
No.
No.
One's probably overcooked and the other one's probably undercooked.
Which one's overcooked? This one?
The one in the glass.
Jeremy, Jake, and Janie are some of the oldest characters
and
left
I
in this party.
You,
look, I got your dad's handwriting when we first generated the character.
In the order of introductions, it was like Theon, Brunson, we were close together, and then there was a large gap, and then Janie, and then like 5 minutes later, you
all
and Jake.
Your dad's handwriting there.
And then then Charlotte.
Wait, I feel like these haven't been updated.
Then,
I feel like those have changed. My saves have changed.
Orders of introduction.
I think my saves
forgot
might have
Galarin.
Changed.
Forgot Galarin. Are you just talking about the party?
He's not in the party anymore.
I heard.
I didn't say anything about FaZe either.
Yeah,
do you have your keys?
Yeah.
If you want to take this down, you can
or
make some copies
Daquan.
Of it.
Oh, yeah, Mark came in before.
Sorry.
Don't use that one.
Right?
This one's pretty.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I don't want you to use it.
Mark sorry,
Dave.
Can you use your keys for a second
okay,
so you can
Mark
make some copies
there before show.
All I have
no,
is
after Charlotte.
An original, if you will.
Mark was after Charlotte.
But Charlotte was in the...
He fell into the... He fell into the... That cave was the cave that we went to.
Oh, that was in
Yeah, no, it was before.
If it's not that one, it's the other one that looks just like...
The only way that...
Hurry up.
The only possible way that Charlotte could have been before us was if Charlotte was with us in the Dark Island, which she wasn't.
So Shadow was active.
Yeah.
Dude, Aaron, you should have brought Final Fantasy cards, man. You could have played a game before this all started.
Coincidentally, when Arden showed up, he brought them, but I didn't know him before.
There you go. Maybe we can play a game afterwards real quick.
Ooh. Yep, yeah. Right. Told me do we have silverware? Well, there are two different bags.
No, we don't have silverware.
There are two different bags. Plastic. One's like my Final Fantasy stuff and the book, and the other one's like... The other one's like the
only thing we don't have is a place to set our plate so we can make a sandwich. I still need green beans and a sandwich. Ugh.
I really need to crack my back, and I don't know how to do it.
It's very juicy. Thank you. I bet you I know it tastes good with that pulled pork that she made as pita pie.
I bet you just about everything tastes good with it. Like, that ever goes with pulled pork. I mean.
One of these times, Jenny, when we do this pulled pork, they try it with pita pockets.
Afterlife.
But those would be good.
Yeah,
I did pulled pork because it's the only thing I'd buy for with barbecue sauce.
See that? Make a little dome there.
I buried my butt in.
Put it on there, it doesn't squash. The metal hamburger.
I had to open the package.
These potatoes are really good.
I'm glad you think so.
What kind of seasoning, Mrs. Dash or something? Hmm? What kind of seasoning is on the potatoes?
Mrs. Mrs. Jog. Mrs. Jog.
Tastes good.
Still a bronze trick.
White potatoes.
Bronze trick. That's my trick. Oh, the.
What? Really? What you just showed me like 4 seconds ago?
Oh. Genius.
I do it. This is how I do it. I take the bun and I go around in a circle with my thumbs to spit it.
Mac and cheese is really good. It'd be better if it wasn't cold.
What?
Go microwave it.
The mac and cheese is really good. It'd be better if it wasn't cold.
Why is go it put cold? It in the microwave.
No, it's cold.
Bean me. Oh, I didn't realize there's cheese. I need cheese.
Mmm, these potatoes are good. Not that I expected any less.
Thank you.
Here's Johnny.
Man, I gotta go call my mom.
Oh my god, I gotta call my mom.
I guess that's a cheese.
Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny's got the pretty character sheet.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, no problem, bro.
No.
What'd you drop?
Potato.
Dude.
You're fired.
You dropped it. So hot. Potato. Welcome back to
Adventures in the Woods. The Irish should be so
I how could you?
Welcome back to Adventures in the Woods.
Would the Irish be disappointed? One time, the potato dropped all of Ireland, so...
Because there was a lack of that.
Exactly.
Dude, they would see the dropped potato, they would think of the Irish potato thing, and then they would
cry. No!
And they would cry, yeah. Be like, no, it's happening again!
Stop punching me, bro.
I may not win, but if I go for your spine, you're not going to forget me.
My spine is my weak point.
What is happening?
My only weakness!
I've got pork.
It's my Achilles spine.
My Achilles vertebrae. What?
I don't care about the vertebrae, I care about my spinal cord. That severs, I go down.
Womp, womp, womp.
One of the weakest points, right at the top of the spine.
The kiss of death.
Hunting for a fork and found
it. I don't know why you're kissing.
I found fork.
Why death is kissing people. But
sounds like a band name.
Yeah, I know.
I bet you there's a band somewhere.
I found fork.
Oh, that?
I don't know.
Pass it in. Which one would you say would be the slowest to level up?
Call it finding fork.
Slowest class? I think the barbarian
you
see
is. A bowl.
But the thing about the barbarian is.
Oh,
Super Bowl.
They get they get experience points every time they destroy a magic item.
That video last night?
Barbarian really
in here.
That can really speed it up because they don't have to learn what the magic items are. They just have to destroy them.
And that's why we never send a barbarian in to look for loot.
I had a Dora doll like
you go, Mark, is there any magic items in there? Or is there any stuff in there?
No, just a bunch of broke stuff.
Yeah.
Nope. Not anymore.
To really be strong as a barbarian, you need a couple magic items. That's what's funny. I said, to really be strong as a barbarian, you need a couple magic items.
Why?
Well, for one, their attack routine only goes up like a regular fighter. They can't specialize. So at 7th level, they get 3 for 2. And at like 11th level, they get 2 for 1.
Does anyone here know how to crack my back? This is driving me insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not too short.
I do. You do? How so?
Get someone tall.
I can do it with a bowl.
In many ways.
Is it to lock your arms back to back? And
no, I mean, you got someone on your back.
And someone else goes behind you, tall, someone taller.
You got the kid in there,
right
stuff
there,
on your back.
Let him exhale.
Pick him up.
Pick him up and crack it. Or press against your...
Yeah, I've done that to someone before, but I don't have anyone to do it to me.
You don't really need to do it anyway. You start doing it at your age, and then...
Well, I don't think that a stabbing pain in my back while I'm walking around is healthy either.
Just go like this. Just stretch.
If it wasn't healthy, it wouldn't be there.
I feel like that's not true.
You suffer no temptation that is uncommon to man.
Arden, my posture could have been bad.
Arden, having pain is healthy because it tells you there's something wrong with you that's not.
Is it in your lower back?
It's right here.
Lower back?
Yeah.
Absent as a lumbar muscle, probably wouldn't do any good to crack your back.
Pain is actually very good for you.
Muscle.
There are stretches you can do. That will relieve tension on your
shoulder. Go do the downward dog.
A downward?
Downward dog. You just wanted to say that.
Would that help?
No, that's what it's called. The one where you're on your front, and then you push up.
No, that's upward dog.
That is actually Air Force push-up.
No, that's upward dog. Downward dog is like this.
Not when it's a stretch.
This is upward dog.
Okay, go into a downward dog Air Force push-up. Now hold it.
That actually hurt a lot, trying to do that.
You didn't even try.
I did, and it hurt.
You laid on the floor and then pick your body back up.
No, I didn't. Shut up. Ow, don't make me laugh in this position.
Scribble pork.